Hashem's sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Yunei Hadaf Hayomi, and this is going to be on Brachas Daf Zayin Amid Beis. It says in the Torah, "Vayotze Tzachutza v'yomer Betna Hashemayim v'sfor Kochav v'mitucha Lisper Osam v'yomer Loko Yezar Echa v'hemin Bashem v'achshvel Lotstak v'yomer Lavani Hashem Asher Tzisichem Yerkatzim Loses Lachas Haratz Zos Lerishta v'yomer Hashem Elokim B'meidaki Rashena v'yomer Lav Chali Agam Meshulash V'sfayim Beis Meshulash V'sfayim Meshulash v'Torah V'Goyzel. So this. Shir should be a schutz for Avimar and Imirasi Sheyichu, and for Amichai Yisrael, Racham Yisrael ben Leah, and for Sarah Rivka Bas Leah, Sarachla Yisrael, Linish Masmar Sester Bas Shmuel. So it says that Hashem took Avram Avinu outside. He said, look up to the heavens, count the stars, if you can count them. That's going to be your seed. He believed in God. God considered it righteousness. Hashem said to him, I am God who took you out of Ur Kasdim to give you Eretz Ezos L'Rishta. And then Avraham Avinu says to Hashem, how do I know that I'm going to inherit Eretz Yisrael? How do I know I'm going to get it? He said, I'm going to get Eretz Yisrael. How do I know? So then Hashem said to him, take these animals, etc. And that's the Bris Bein HaBesarim. That's the covenant that Hashem made with Avraham Avinu through these animals. Rashi says, V'hem in Bashem, Hoshal lo os al zos, aval Yerushas ha'aretz, Shal lo os v'amar lo b'meida. So on the fact that Avraham Avinu is going to have a lot of seed, he didn't ask for any signs. But when it came to the promise of Eretz Yisrael, Avraham Avinu asked for signs. Another pshat is not that he wanted a sign, but he wanted to know what schus he's going to get Eretz Yisrael. And Hashem said, the schus is going to be the schus of the karbanas. So in our Gemara, Brachas Daf Zayin Amid Beis, it says, Amr Rabbi Yechanan Mishum Rishim Ben Yochai, Miyom Shabar Kodesh Baruch Hu Se'olam Lohaya Adam Shekola Kodesh Baruch Hu Adon Atcha Barav Mavinu Bekorah Adon. From the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, there was nobody who called Hashem Adon until Avraham Avinu came and called Hashem Adon. Shenemar Vayomer Adnus Elokim Bame'eda Ki Rashena. So you see here Hashem Adnus of God being master. So Rav says, Aftaniel Onalel B'Shvil Avram. Daniel was also answered because of Avram, as it says, V'at HaShema Elokeinu Al Tfilas HaTucha B'Tachana Be'er Panacha Magdashcha Hashemim L'man Hashem L'man Chama Bo'ele L'man Avram Shekorah Adon. So it says that Daniel asks to be answered L'man Hashem, it should say L'man Chai, talking to Hashem. So therefore it's a remez here, L'man Avram, for the sake of Avram, who called you an Adon. That's why it says Shem Adnus L'man Adnus, for it should say for you, but it's L'man Avram that called you an Adon. Rashi says Adnus Elokim Kasuv Ba'Aleph Dalet. So that Hashem, that Shem Adnus, is written with an Aleph and a Dalet and a Nun and a Yud. So when Avram Avinu said Hashem Elokim with Hashem Adnus, there is an expression of calling Hashem the Adon, the master of the world, and that is a change in the situation of the world that it never happened until now, that someone called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon. And the question is, ask tomorrow of a rabbi, Rabbi Gordon Yaakov David Hamnik Shlita, and we are going to go on his derech and understanding this sugya, derech mufla meod. That why does the Gemara choose to be mechadesh that even Daniel was answered because of Avraham Avinu? Keseder, we find that all the gedolei hador was daven b'schus Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, like Moshe and David daven in a number of places. So what's the chiddush here to say that Daniel was answered because of Avram? I mean, b'chlal we always daven because of Avram. Dafka Daniel was answered because of Avram. So what's the big chiddush dafka by Daniel, when we find this elsewhere as well? So we have to say that what the sugya wants to teach us is that Daniel was answered dafka b'schus avoda zil shel Avram, dafka because of this avoda of Avram Daniel was answered, because he was the first one who called HaKadosh Baruch Hu an Adon in his world. And that's how we darshin l'man adnus, in other words, for the sake of Avram who calls you an Adon. So if that's the case, there's no kasha why we bring that Daniel was answered b'schus Avram more than other gedolei hadoros, because the nekuda is, the point is, that he was the first one, the only one, who was answered because of this avoda of Avram who called HaKadosh Baruch Hu an Adon ba'olamo. So that's why it's dafka Daniel, because he was answered for the schus of calling Hashem Adon. That was what was unique as Avraham Avinu called him Adam. But now we have to understand that Nukasha, why Dafka was Daniel capable of davening in this chus of Avram? Male Daniel, the chus asil shel Avram. What does Daniel have to do with this chus of Avram of calling Kadosh Baruch Hu Adon? And that's what we'd like to understand. So we're going to be makdim with the kash of the Ramban, Breishis Yid Halef Chof Ches, and all the Mefarshi Torah, according to Kabbalah's Chazal, that Nimrod threw Avram Avinu in the Kivshan Ha'esh because he didn't want to serve Avodah Zarah, and Avram Avinu was saved from the fire B'derech Neis, as it says in Perish Rashi, Yid Halef Chof Ches, Yid Dalet Yud, and it's Mefarsh in the Gemara in Psachim as well. So this is a wonder. Why is it not explicit? Maisa is such a great story. Why is it not explicit in Torah Shebichzav? All there is a slight remez, either from the Lashon of Ur Kazdim, or because of Yamas Haran al Pnei Terach Aviv, as Rashi explains. So there's these subtle remuzim, but it's not explicit in the Torah, and only we find it in Torah Shebal Peh. So why doesn't the Torah tell us about this explicitly? Well, be'emes it would appear that the kash is even stronger mitzad acher, because after Chorban HaBayis, when the Jewish people went to Bavel, Legabe Hananya, Mishael, Azariah, and Sefer Daniel, it says, Perek Gimel, Psukim Yud Gimel, Yudalid, that Nebuchadnezzar called out, I'm not going to read it in Aramaic, but you can trust me, you can look up the Aramaic inside. Nebuchadnezzar called out in his anger that they should bring Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah in front of him, and they were brought in front of him, and then he was tovea from them, why are they not bowing down to the golden idol that he made? And afterwards it says, Gimel Tesvav Yitches, if you don't, guys don't bow down, I'm going to throw you into a fiery furnace, and no God is going to be able to save you. And they answered that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can save from the fire and from the hand of the king. And even if he doesn't save us, we are not going to bow down to Avodah Zarah. Uletzelam David Yakemus Lo Nisgod. We are not bowing down to your idol. Sorry, Charlie. Sorry, Nebuchadnezzar. Look there in the Hemshech HaSipur. That Nebuchadnezzar threw them atoch Kivshan HaEsh. And they weren't harmed at all. And they come out completely healthy and whole from the fire. And at the end it says, Perek Gimel, Psukim Chafav, and Chauches, that Nebuchadnezzar said that they are the servants of the high God, and he gives them Rishus to come out of the Kivshan, and they go out of the Kivshan, out of this furnace, and all the Yoatzim and Sarim came to see how these people were not burned with their bodies, their hair is complete, their clothing is fine, and even the smoke, the smell of the Kivshan did not cling to them. And they said, blessed is the God of Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, who sent his angel to save his servants, who relied on him, and they rebelled against the king not to bow down to any other god except for Hashem himself. So here we have a whole parsha in Torah Shebichzav to illustrate and to describe in detail this miracle that is equal to the miracle of Avraham, exactly, same thing, against idols thrown in the furnace. So and they come out Bari Vishalim. So this is Tamua. Why is Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah publicized in the Torah Shebichzav for all to see? Anybody who has their King James Bible or any other Bible can see that Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were saved by his wife Avraham Avinu. We don't find that this nes was revealed. It's hidden over there in Torah Shebichzav. Ask your average guy on the street. Ask your average Christian in the Bible Belt down south about Avraham Avinu and Nimrod and the Kivshan Ha'esh. He's not going to know what you're talking about. He's never seen that. I don't see that in my Bible. So why isn't it publicized in the Chumash? And another fundamental question. The Gemara in Maseches Pesachim and Pesayin Amud Beis says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the Jews to Bavel because it's like a person who got angry at his wife and he sends her back to her mother's house. So too, as Rashi there explains, Avraham Avinu came out of Ur Kasdim, and we were sent back. We were sent back to where we came from, back to the originator, as they say in the basketball courts. And we find similarly in Rashi, Koheles, and the Pasuk Yibbeis, Hey, Ki Olech Adam El Beis Olamo, Mi Bavel, Bo Le Bavel Chaz, they came out of Bavel, they went back to Bavel, because Terech Avi Avraham was Me'ever Anar. And then on the Pasuk Zayin it says, Vayeshuv Ofer Al Aretz Kshahaya, Rashi says, Mi Bavel Bo Le Bavel Chaz, we went out of Bavel, we came out of Bavel, and we returned to Bavel. And we find it also in the Tosefta Maseches Bava Kama, Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, Chamisha Dvarim Hayu Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Omer Kamin Chomer, the five things of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai said, Mamish, beautifully. And one of them is, why did the Jewish people go to Bava more than the other Aratzos, and it's because that's where Avraham Avinu was from. It's like a woman who's not faithful to her husband, so he sends her back to her father's house. So we see that Galus Bavel is a chazara l'makom shel Avraham Avinu. He went out of Avraham Nar Meor Kasdim, and now we're coming back. So it's like a being sent back to our parents' home after having been unfaithful to our husband. So this requires great explanation. What's the end of this mahalach that we find that after Churban Bayis Rishon v'Galus Am Yisrael Ba'aretz, so that we have to go back to our place in the Makor of Avraham Avinu and Or Kasdim and start anew? We're supposed to go away from there. We're supposed to go away from where we started. So why dafka after the Churban are we supposed to go back? So we see from this that as follows, that Moron Rosh HaYeshiva Rav Futnis Zatzal said in the name of the Gra as follows, that the Rambam paskins in Avodas Yom HaKippurim Aleph Zayin b'mei Bayis Sheni tzotz haminus b'Yisrael v'yatzut stukim. In the time of Bayis Sheni there was minus, there was this heresy that came out of the Jewish people, that stukim came out, meheri yovedu, they should be destroyed quickly, sheinam aminim Torah Shebal Peh, because they don't believe in Torah Shebal Peh. So we have to understand, why is it miyuchad l'Bayis Sheni, which is the time of Hatzatzas Minus B'Yisrael? Why is Dafka Bayis Sheni the time when Minus, when this heresy sprouted in the Jewish people? So the Gra explained that at the beginning of Bayis Sheni, it says in the Gemara Maseches Yuma, Samach Tes Amid Beis, Sanhedrin Samach Dalet Amid Aleph, that the Anshei Knesset HaGadola were successful in shechting the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah, and the deep Kavana is that the Bayis Rishon there was Anhaga Al Pi Nevuah, in Bayis Sheni that there were no Nevi'im, so then we go to Anhaga Al Yidei Chachma, like we find in Meseches Avos, Venevim Misaruha Le'anshei Kineses HaGidolah, that it goes from Nevuah to Anshei Kineses HaGidolah, and that's the Chachma. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Menabe as Bnei Adam, when he prophesies, gives his prophecy to people, so how does the Sutton start up with us? With Avodah Zarah, because there's a Hanhaga Ruchnis Ba'olam. And you're saying, but it's not God, it's Elohim Acherim, it's other gods, Rahman al-Itzlan. And by Sheni, there's no Nevuah, it's all Talay and Chachma. So the Nisayan is not Avodah Zarah, the Hasata of the Satan. How does the Satan try to make us veer from the path? Minus, that they b'chlal deny God in the world. And all the apikorsis and the atheism we see today. So it's not Avodah Zarah, but it's either a twisting of what God is or not God at all. So that's what Minos does. And a tolada of complete Minos, of complete heresy, is this partial heresy of the Tztukim that they admit about the prophetic part of the Torah, and their Dochim Divrei Chachamim, who gave us Torah Shebal Peh and lead us al pi chachma. So ad kan divrei Maran Zatzal b'shem Hagra. So that is the mahalach. The mahalach is that originally it's nevuah, and against nevuah is Avodah Zarah, and now against chachma is this other type of chachma, is the chachma of Darwin and the chachma of all the new atheists and all these people who make us into monkeys. So that's the mahalach of the tztukim, and people who are kofar in Torah Shebal Peh, and they're kofar in Chazal, and they're makrish magidah, the Rambam says. So that starts in Bayis Sheni, that starts with Anshei Knesset HaGadolah. Parenthetically, at other times, Rav Futner says about the inyan of Hatzatzas Minos b'Bayis Sheni, that the shechita of the Yetzer of Avodah Zarah caused a lack of Kabbalah's all shel Bnei Adam, and they went to Minus because of the Prikas all. So this shechting of Avodah Zarah, the Avodah Zarah is this Kabbalah's all. Now they don't have a Kabbalah's all anymore, so you don't have a Kabbalah's all, you go to Minus because you're Porek all. You're throwing off the yoke of the Chachamim. So back to our Mahalach. So we have a big foundation for the Gra from the Rambam himself. It says in Meseches Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis Gimel, that Shimon HaTzadik was Mishiari Knesset HaGadol, the remnant of the Knesset HaGadol. He used to say that Antigonus Ish Socho, he used to say, etc. And then it says Vayter that Antigonus Ish Sochal, right, who was Makabel from Shimon HaTzadik, Mishar Knesset Gedolah, would say, don't be like Avadim who served the Rav Amanas Lekabel Pras, be like Avadim that served the Rav Shalom Amanas Lekabel Pras. So the Rambam explained there, V'amr Zeh Achasid Shatem Lo Tavdu Hashem Yisbarach Amanas Sheyeti V'lechem V'yigmo Lechem Chesed V'tikvu Lugmu V'tavdu B'avuro V'amr Nam Avdu Kavadim Sheinu Makabim Latav V'lug Milos Chesed Ratzah B'zeh Shu Avodim Me'ahava V'yala Zeh Achachem Shnei Talmidim. One was tzaddik, one was baitis. So basically the mahalach is that he's telling them, don't serve God for reward. Serve God out of ahava. You're not waiting for any reward. You're doing it because you love God. And they were two talmidim. One was tzaddik, one was baitis. They didn't understand. They said there is no reward and punishment. And that was it. They left Torah behind them. And they went off the derech. And they had a website to tell people to go with them. V'chule, v'chule, we know this story. So we see that Tchilas Hatzotzes Haminus, the Vayis Sheni, was in the Tkufa of the first Chacham that comes after the Gemara Tkufas Anshei Knesset HaGadol and Antigonus Ish Socho, who was Mekabel Mishimon HaTzadik, who was Mishiyarei Knesset HaGadol. So when he comes to teach the nation the Maila of Avodah Me'ahava, to serve Hashem Shalom and Asla Kabbal Press, not in order to be Makabal Press. There was a Takola, there was this puncher, as they say in modern Hebrew, and things got messed up, and there were Talmidim Toim, and from there, the Tztukim and other Minim Sheba Oso Hador emerged. So that's the, in the time of Chachma, that's when there's Hatzatzas Haminus. Now, in that's the Anshei Knesset HaGadola, in that period, Behilchos Tshuva, Pasuk HaRambam, Perek Yud, Halacha Aleph and Beis, that a person shouldn't say that I am doing mitzvahs to be Makabel Schar, to be Zecher Chayalam Haba, I'm not going to do Averis in order not to get punished. That's not right. It's not right to serve Hashem that way. The best way to serve Hashem is out of Ahava. And a person who serves Hashem out of Ahava, learns Torah, does mitzvahs, goes to see the Sachachma for nothing else, not because he's afraid of evil, not because he's going to get any good. He does the emes, mipneishu emes, v'soif ha-tav alav v'golam. Yeah, and that tav is going to come, you don't have to worry about it. But in the meantime, we do it just because it's the ratzon of Hashem, we let him take care of the reward. And this ma'ala is a ma'ala gedola me'od, ve'en kol chacham zoche, l'anan avri chacham zoche, and that's the ma'ala of Avraham Avinu, says the Rambam, who called HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him O'avo, because he only served Hashem out of love. V'chein ha'yu gedola chachamim, Rambam perek halach dalet, excuse me, v'chein ha'yu gedola chachamim mitzavim levonei talmidim, maskilem b'yichud, and the wise chachamim, the wise, the great wise men, commanded their intelligent talmidim to serve Hashem not almanas lekabel pras, but rather may ahava. And he concludes halacha hey. And therefore, when you teach the ketanim, the noshim, and amei aretz, you don't teach them to serve may ahava, to be makabel schar, until tarbe daitan, until they have a lot of das, they have a chokhmah. They magala them raze. You reveal to them this secret, and you tell them little by little more of Rabbeisai. It's not all about the schar. You have to serve Hashem purely out of love. Vor b'toch divrei Rambam that Antigonus Ish Socho is not like other mishnayos and meseches avos that there's a limud of one nekuda in avodas hamidos or banhagas hachayim. But rather, Antigonus is coming to be miyaseid. Antigonus is coming to establish a new mahalach in limud hatorah and kiyum kol hamitzvos v'avodos that you should do the emes mipnei shehu emes, and that's the maila of Avraham Avinu, who is called the one who serves Hashem me'ahava. And the need for this special limud me'es gedolei chachamim is because the Torah writes the doing of mitzvahs in a style of schar v'onesh. So pshutayama believe, oh, this is the goal. The goal is not to get the punishments and to get the rewards. But if you're mar bechachma, if you have great wisdom, you're able to see beyond that, and you're able to see that the ideal reason, that's a fact, what the Torah says is true. There is schar v'onesh. But the reason, your motivation should be in order to serve Hashem out of love. So it emerges from all of this that the whole Hatzatzah, the sprouting of the Katat Stukim, which is the Tchilas Hatzatzah Haminus Bevayis Sheni, comes as a reaction to the Horah of the Chacham Harishon Shebayis Sheni after Mises Achroni Hanavim V'Sherei Knesset HaGadola, after the Sherei Knesset HaGadola, and then we start the Tkufa of Chachma. So that is a reaction to what he teaches. He teaches that you have to serve Hashem with not almanas lekabel pras. In other words, he's teaching a mahalach of chachma, that you have to have, as the Rambam says, the chachma is to understand that you're serving Hashem out of love and not for other motivations not to get schar. So this began when I took an Ishi Socho. He's a Talmud of Shema Tzadik who's Mishar Kines HaGadol. So right after the Tkufa Anshin Kines HaGadol, so there was the Shechit of Avodah Zarah, now starts the Tkufa of Chochma. And that's Divrei Agra Mechuvanim. That's the Avoda of Bayesheni, Avoda al Piyah Chochma, and then Keneged Ad Chochma comes the Chochma Kiviyachol, the Chochma Mu'ukemes, the Chochma Akuma, the Chochma Mu'uvetet, the perverted Chochma, the twisted Chochma of Minus. And that's how the Sutton starts with us. The Sutton says, oh, start writing philosophy books and saying that it's all not true. Rachmana Litzlan. So now we can be Miyaseh to Malach Nifla B'Yoseh. We start with the famous Medrash in Bereishis Rabba that a mashal of Avraham Avinu was going from place to place, and he sees a burning tower, and he says, it can't be that this tower has no leader, has no owner. So then the Baal HaBira looked at him and he said, I'm the Baal HaBira, it's mine. So Avraham Avinu was saying, hey, can this world be without a manhig, without a leader? Kadosh Baruch Hu looked at him and he says, I'm the Baal HaOlam. That's the famous Medrash, and it's based on the Pasuk of Shemi Basuri Vatiyaz Nech Vishichachi Amechu Beisavich. So what is Vishichachi Amech? Forget your nation. Those who serve, Rashi says, Avodas Kochavim, because Avraham Avinu said, is the world going to be without a manig? He saw Shemayim Baaretz, he saw Shemesh Beyom, Yerech Balai Lava Kochav Meirim. So he said, can there be such a great thing without a manik? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was made to tell of. And he said, I'm the Baal HaOlam, I am the master of the world. In the Gemara Nedarim, and Aflam Beizam and Aleph, we learn that Avraham Avinu recognized his creator when he was 3 years old. In Sanhedrin, Sadi Zion, Avodah Zarah Tes, we learn that Avraham Avinu started to learn Torah when he was 52 years old. In Bereishis Rabba, before Shbehemshech, Lama Tes Yedalit, that a long time before Avraham Avinu was commanded Lech Lecha, Avraham Avinu was Megayer Es HaAnashim, and Sarah was Megayeres Es HaAnashim. So it emerges that the Avod of Avraham Avinu B'Schilasa was built on Koach HaChachma, and he was Mamshich B'Limur HaChachma V'Orasa Harbei Shanim. So a long time, Avraham Avinu was continuing to teach Chachma for many years, and that's what's called B'Lashon HaMedrash Tomar Olam B'Lazeh B'Lo Manik. Can it be that this world is without a manik? So he was going based on Chachma. That's the Chachma, being able to look at the world and saying, "Babe, there must be a creator." And then afterwards, Avraham Avinu was zochah to the Gilu Nivui, to the prophetic revelation of Hashem, and he was told to leave his land and to go to Eretz Yisrael. So we see that in the life of Avraham Avinu himself, we find a ma'avar, this transition from anhaga b'derech Chachma to anhaga b'derech Nivua. We find the same mahalach. It starts with Chachma and then it goes into Nivua. And we find in Bereishis Rabba, Yudalad Dalad, it says, Ve'omer Shem Avram Lech Lecha HaChachma To'oz LaChachma Me'asara Shalita Meshahoyu Ba'ir Me'asara Doros Sheminoch Vat Avram Mikvom Lo Dibarti Mechad Alimcha Ve'omer Shem Avram Lech Lecha. So it talks about the power of Chachma for a Chacham, more than 10 rulers that are in the city. So the Medrash Darshan, based on the Pasuk in Kohelet Zayin, that from the 10 generations from Noach Avram, that I didn't speak to anybody until I spoke to you, Ve'omer Shem al Avram. So through the Chachma of Avram Avinu, a Chachma toz l'chacham, he was zoche that he should be a Baal Nevuah. So according to this, it would appear, moreover, that there is a hefsek in the Avodah of Avram Avinu al pi hachachma, that after HaKadosh Baruch Hu started being snag with him and with Bnei Yisrael al pi nevua, this hanhaga did not stop until after Chorban Bayis Rishon. So it emerges then that the whole Golas and Gulas Mitzrayim, the whole Tkufa of Kabbalah Satar and Dor HaMidbar V'Kivish Aretz V'Yishivasi Me'eshov to Malachim Binyan Peis HaMikdash Avodas Kohanim V'Bayis Rishon, everything was done Kehemshech Mitkufa HaNevuis that started with the Tzivui of Lech Lecha. So since the Ikar Nesina Satar V'Ksiva He Al Pi Nevua, there is no reason to be Marich the Pirtei Tkufas HaChachma Shel Avram Avinu, because the Ikar Sipur of Chai Avram starts in the Tzivui of Lech Lecha, because the Ikar Torah is fundamentally a prophetic document. So in the Mela, we tell about the life of Avram Avinu from the prophetic side, and this Torah Shebaal Peh part, that we don't, the Chachma part, the Torah doesn't talk about. We only start with Avram, by Omar Hashem al Avram. So it doesn't tell us what happens before, because Torah is a prophetic document, so it starts with prophecy. So we're going to the Mahalach of Nevuah and Mesiras Torah min Hashemayim. So now we can understand why the Torah didn't write the story of Nimrod and Avram. But even though there's a great Nes in Hatzalas Avram, Mitoch Kivshan Ha'esh, since Avram Avinu did it al pi Chachma, b'li Nevuah, and this Tkufa of Chachma is Haschal al Avodas Avram, Val Yadu Huzochel in Nevuah. So Chachma is important, but the Ikar and Haga with Avram Avinu Bekinyan Haaretz Bebinyan Uma BeKabbalah Satar was Alpi Nevuah. So this is what's printed in the what's written in the Torah. In the Torah, we don't have the story of Nimrod, because Nimrod is in the Tkufa of Chachma Beli Nevuah. When Avram Avinu was in the Tkufa of Chachma, that we're not interested in writing in the Torah. We Hashem, why not? Because that's not the Ikar of what the Torah is trying to give over to us. The Torah is trying to give over to us the Mahalach of Nevuah of Torah Min Hashemayim. And that's Torah Shebichsav. So Memela, the Tkuf of Chachma of Avram that preceded Kabbalah Satorah, the Torah did not write. So we can learn from this a davar nifla me'od, and that is that there was a chisaron in the Hemshech and Ashlama of Avodas Avram Avinu al pi Chachma, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu stopped it, the Toivas, for the sake of Avodas HaNevuah, that's going to bring to the building of the nation of Klal Yisrael al pi Kabbalah Torah min Hashemayim. And therefore it's in the hands of his children when they come to the self Tkufas HaNevuah b'Chorban Bayis Rishon. So now they have to go back to the Avod of Avram Avinu al pi Chachma, and to be mashlem, to complete this Avod of Avram Avinu. So now we were zochah to understand all the makaris that we saw b'divrei Chazal, the Gemara in Pesachim, the Tosefta in Bava Kama, Rashi in his parish to Koheles, that the Jewish people went back to Bavel because it's like going back home. Like that was the place of Avram Avinu, that was the place of Terach. So we have to continue now the Avod of Avram Avinu that stopped. And what is that? That's the Tkuf of Chachma. And that's how you have to get back to Eretz Yisrael, through this Chachma. Because the Tkuf of Nevuah is over. They did the Avod that was supposed to be done. They what they lacked is miskaper al yedei chorban v'galus, and now they have a chiyuv to be mashlem the avodas hachachma that tzar of Avram Avinu before heitzitzal of Baal Abira, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to him and started commanding b'derech nevuah. Now we have to go back to that tkufa and serve Hashem b'derech shel chachma. So b'taris hakadoma lebayis sheni, that's misnaig and misnaal al pi chachma, they had to go back to Bavel in order to take these schuyos that Avram Avinu gathered in the beginning of his avoda based on Chachma, and they now are in this kufa of Chachma, where there's still a few Nevi'im left, and now they're ready to go back to Bayis, to Eretz Yisrael, and build Bayis Sheni, and Shechitas Avoda Zara, and to be Tkoveh, a new tkufa that's built based on Chachma. That's going to be the Hakadama, this Galus of Bavel, going back to Avram Avinu, continuing the Derech of Chachma, and that's basically our Mahalach throughout history since then, since Bayis Sheni, and then the Minus is going to start up, as it has been since Bayis Sheni. And now we can understand Moridik, the union of the Nes of Hanani Mishal V'Azariah B'Kiv Shana Eish, which is Daimim Mamish L'Nes Shal Avram Avinu B'Kiv Shana Eish. So it's not B'Mikra, Maral says, Tvarim G'dolim Eina B'Mikra. So, it's not been mikra adarabah. There was a need to be choizer mechadesh neizeh betkufas yitzra davayde zara. We have the story of Hanani Mishael Vazaria. They are at the end of the tkufa of yitzra davayde zara, and they have to refuse to serve avodah zara be'eretz bavel al pi chachma. And that's what they did. They used their chachma. They say, no, we only serve God, and God's going to save us. And if God doesn't save us, that's also cool, because they have to go there now back parallel to Avram Avinu. They're using their chachma not to serve Avodah Zarah. So when the Nes was done to Avram Avinu, we couldn't be mefarsed in Torah Shebichsav, because the Ikar Torah Shebichsav of Moshe Rabbeinu is al pi ha'mahal shel tkufas ha'nevuah. But now that we are transitioning is better. Now that we're transitioning to the Tkufa of Chachma at the end, if you make Sivas Kisvei HaKodesh and the time of Hanani Mishael Ben-Azariah, we have to be mefarsim this Nes b'chol pratav b'dikdukav b'tarah shebichsav, because we have to know about this, because this has to give us guidance for the Hemshech HaGolus that we're going to be in, and that we've been in for so long. We have to know this. So it wasn't written for Avram Avinu because Avraham Avinu is Tarshish B'Chsav, and Tarshish B'Chsav is Nevuah. And that was the Avod of Ram Alpi Chachman, not Alpi Nevuah, Memel it isn't written. But now that we're at the end of the Tkuf of Nevuah, and now we're going to transition to the Tkuf of Chachma, the Tarshish B'Chsav has to tell us a story of Hanan Mishal Azariah, which is essentially a repeat, a simulation of what happened to Avraham Avinu. We have a Makor and Yisod L'chol Mat Shebi'arnu from the Gemara in Pesachim Kuf Yud Ches Amar Aleph. V'yashem Rebem Es Hashem La'olam Gavriel Amro B'shal Shepilu Nimrod HaRasha Es Avraham Avinu L'sech Kivshan Eish Gavriel Set HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rebono Shalom Erev Ha'atzanin Va'atzil Es HaTzadik Mikivshan Eish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Am Yachid Ba'olami, He's Yachid Ba'olamo No Li Yachid La'atzil Es HaYachid U'lfish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Enu Mekapeach Schach HaBirya Omar Tiske V'tatzil Shloshim Ibnei Bono of Dorish Shimon Ashiloni, Bishal Shehipel, and Vuchanetza, Rosh Hashanah, Yishav Azariah, Vesach Kivshan Eish, and Lakrosh Baruch Hu Rei, Vosha Pasach Gavriel, Vomar, Ve'emes Hashem, La'olam. How moiridic is this? It's Mefurish by Godless Chazal, but Talmud Bavli, that there's a Hemshech and Hashlama that unites the Nais of Hatzalas Avra, Mikivshan Ha'esh, and the Nais of Hananya, Mishav Azariah. And the Akdar of Chazal is that the Emes of a Kodesh Baruch Hu was revealed through the cheshbon that he made to give Gavriel the possibility, the opportunity to do save three sons of Avraham Avinu. Because when Nimrod threw Avraham Avinu into the Kibshan Eish, Gavriel said, let me cool it off for the tzaddik. And Hashem said, no, I'm a yachid, he's a yachid. It's good for the yachid to save the yachid. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mekapeach schach HaBirya. So what he said is that he repaid Gavriel, because when he said, I'm going to save three of his sons, and it was Gavriel who was the one who saved him. So you see the Ve'emetz Hashem La'olam, that there's this Nakuda that's Mechaber between Avram, the Maisa with Avram, and the Maisa with Hananya, Mishael, Ve'Azariah. And we see that these two miracles are connected, Pesachim Kuf Yud Ches Amar Aleph, and there's a Nakuda Shemenei Banav Shel Avram Bo B'Mkomo Ne'ruzoch B'Neis, that he already, that already happened to him Mimei Kedem. We also find in Bereishis Rabba Lech Lecha Lamed Hez Beis that we dash in the Neis of Ram and Neis and Chana Mishal Vazayir from one pasuk in Shir Hashirim. We see there's a Hemshech and Hashlama continuum from Avram to Chanani Mishal Vazayir. To make it even better, we have in the Gemara Pesachim Tzadi Dalet Amid Tzadi Dalet Tzadi Hey that not only is Chanani Mishal Vazayir Mibnei Banav Shel Avram, but Nimrod Nebuchadnezzar is Mizera Nimrod. So then certainly this is a Chazara on Nimrod versus Avram and Nebuchadnezzar versus Hananiah, Mishael v'Azariah. Now, by Daniel, we find something very special, that Tchilas Dulasa Lefnei Melech Bavel Ba'alo, why? Because he interpreted the dreams, that's how he became great, as Yosef did in the Chalom of Paro. The Chilak is that, as Rashi says, the beginning of Parshas Miketz, Paro remembered the dream and he didn't know the solution, and Nebuchadnezzar suffered twice. He forgot the dream and he forgot the solution, and therefore Daniel had to be makabel v'derech nevuah meis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what happened in the dream together with the pitaron, like it says Daniel Beis Yates, that the secret was revealed to Daniel in a machzeh laila, and he thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this. Adin le Daniel b'chesed dilelia razik alei adin Daniel b'barech le'alak hashmaya. So the secret was revealed to him. Afterwards, we find another story that Gabi Daniel after Gemar Machos Nebuchadnezzar, when Belshazzar was ruling over Bavel, that the Emtza Mishte, he had this mare of a pasiado of a person's hand, which is writing on the wall. So the writing on the wall, that's where it comes from. And it says, Mona Mona Takal Parson Daniel Hechav Hei. That was the Lashon that was written on the wall. Mana mana takalu parson. And then he had to call Daniel and tell him to explain what this means. So this is difficult to understand. That similar story happening twice to the same person. The king has to call him to explain visions, dreams. So we have to understand why Dafka by Daniel do we find this, that he interprets two dreams for two kings. So it would appear that the explanation is based on what we said, that the yisod of the tkuf of Galus Bavel is to be misader this transition from the Hag of Nevuah by Yisrishna to the Hag of Chachma by Yisheni. So Daniel is beveis ha-malchus for this entire period. And even Malchus Pras, that comes to be Mamali Makom Shal Malchus Bavel, He's in the Beis HaMelech, like we see in the Gemara in Megillah, Tezvav and Beis, Hasechu Daniel, Rashi, Sefer Daniel, talks Baruch Aleph Chaf Aleph about the Gedula of Daniel. So therefore it would appear that the Avoda of Daniel was at the Osek, B'Sof Anavua, or B'Tchilas HaChochma. And therefore, he had the first dream that was forgotten. He had a daven to be Makabal Nevuah in order to interpret the dream. And then after a lot many years, he didn't need Nevuah, and then he was able to interpret based on Chachma with Belshazzar. So you see that Daniel did this. Daniel had to, was this Ma'avar of this transition from Nevuah to Chachma. So now we go back to the Gemara Maseches Brachos that Daniel was nane b'tfilas of b'schus Avram shavkar l'kadosh baruch hu Adah. So based on what we said, we understand the avodah of Avram Avinu was that he called l'kadosh baruch hu Adah. In other words, he was makir as borai de chachma. He was mefarsim shemo be'olam. And after he found Hashem and he called him Adah, and l'kadosh baruch hu comes, he's mishana from the mahalach of chachma to the mahalach of nevuah, in order to be makabel Torah, to be zochel Eretz Yisrael together with nevuah, and all the tfilas of the doros from Avram until Daniel were shach to the anhag of nevuah. That was prevailing in this tkufa. But Daniel comes and he brings this world to this transition from the Mahalach of Nevuah to the Mahalach of Chachma. He was Mispala Binyan Habayis, Bayesheni, Chazaris Bnei Yisrael Artsam, and then he was Machadish this Tfila. Daniel Tez Gimel, it says, Vetnas Panay El Hashem Elokim, Bevakish Tfila, Ana Hashem, Akel Agoda, Manora, Lacha Hashem Atzak, all these Hashems, Hashem Adnus, La Hashem Elokeinu Arachem Matzlichos. All of these psukim and more talking about Adnus, 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 Adnus. So that was the Mahalach of Daniel, just like it was the Mahalach of Avraham Avinu, of calling Hashem Adon. And this calling of Hashem was Adon was after HaKadosh Avraham Avinu got there through Nevuah, Avraham Avinu through Chachma. Avraham Avinu got to the Adnas through Chachma, and so too did Daniel. But until that Tkufa, everything was B'mahalach Shel Nevuah. And then we were appealing to Avraham, and we're saying Adon, so we're following the Mahalach of Avraham and Daniel. So the Gemara darshins that all these haskaras of Shem Adnas is telling us that the tefillah is laman Avram shekaracha Adam. It's for the sake of Avram who called you an Adam, because now is the time to build the bayis again, to be mashin the avod of Avram Avinu, the kriyas haKadosh Baruch Hu Adon al pi chachma, like everything we said. But as Hashem isbarach v'advarim, hem kol kach neflaim shein milim l'tayr baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya. And we should be zocha to go back to the tkuf of Nevuah. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom.